This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Most Americans admire the founders, while fewer than half can place the Declaration's most famous words. A Discovery Institute report published in early 2026, drawing on two national surveys, found 71% saying America remains the best nation on earth and 78% crediting the founders with setting the standard later generations used to abolish slavery. In the companion survey, only 45% could identify the Declaration of Independence as the source of all men are created equal. Mark Tapscott walked through the findings. Given a choice between two statements about the American founding, 78% of respondents in a national survey picked the one holding that, by proclaiming the principles of equality and liberty, America's founders set up a good standard for later generations to follow. And that is what Americans did by abolishing slavery and establishing civil rights for all. The remaining 22% chose the other option on offer, that because America's founders protected slavery, America is forever tainted by racism. Yet in a companion survey fielded a month earlier, when a separate national sample was shown the sentence beginning, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," only 45% could identify the Declaration of Independence as its source. Those findings come from a Discovery Institute survey published in early 2026, and they are what Mark Tapscott came on the air to discuss. Tapscott, who says he spent 6 years as a Reagan administration political appointee before entering journalism in 1985, is senior congressional analyst at The Washington Stand, published by the Family Research Council. He wrote about the findings on July 8 and then joined Alan Thomas, guest hosting the July 21 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show. "I have to admit, I was a little surprised and certainly encouraged," Tapscott said of the results. 71% agreed that, all things considered, America remains the best nation on earth. 64% chose the statement that the original Constitution and Bill of Rights should be admired because they advanced human freedom and equality more than anything before them. And the report put 64% as well on the statement that, despite their faults, the founders should be admired for how they tried to establish a government that guarantees both liberty and equal rights. John G. West, vice president of the Discovery Institute and the report's author, wrote that for those who love America, the results include much that is heartening, though they also carry some sobering warnings about the future. The Discovery Institute is a Seattle nonprofit best known for advocating intelligent design, a point Tapscott made himself when he introduced the group on air. Its Center for Science and Culture describes its work as advancing the understanding that human beings and nature are the result of intelligent design rather than a blind and undirected process. The report rests on two national surveys of 2,500 adults each, fielded in November and December of 2025 on the Polefish platform, which reaches respondents inside mobile apps through an opt-in approach it calls random device engagement, rather than through a recruited probability panel. Post-stratification weighting brought the samples in line with the age and gender composition of the country, and the report puts the margin of error at plus or minus 2%, noting that the margin on subsamples is higher. Asked which of 12 founding figures they admire, which they do not admire, and which they do not know enough about to have an opinion, respondents put Benjamin Franklin at 78%, George Washington at 76%, and Thomas Jefferson at 72%. Admiration thins considerably after that, with Alexander Hamilton at 57%, John Adams at 55%, James Madison at 52%, and Samuel Adams at 51%. The movement is in the third column. Across all 12 names, the share saying they do not admire a founder stays inside a narrow band of roughly 11% to 15%, while the share saying they do not know enough to have an opinion climbs from about 10% for Franklin and Washington to 29% for Hamilton, 33% for Madison, 47% for Patrick Henry, 66% for both John Jay, and past 70% for both John Witherspoon and James Wilson. John Witherspoon sits near the bottom of that list, with 17% saying they admire him, 12% saying they do not, and 72% saying they do not know enough about him to have an opinion. He signed the Declaration, preached as a Presbyterian minister, and served as president of the College of New Jersey, now Princeton University. Tapscott raised him on air to make a broader point, that the Presbyterian, Baptist, and Congregationalist clergy of the founding era were, as he put it, tremendously influential in shaping the American claim that rights have their origin in God. Working through the same list, Thomas said Hamilton's showing surprised him because he has a Broadway play. On the question of where rights come from, 38% of respondents said God and 32% said government, with about 8% unsure, and the remainder spread across social traditions, the majority, biological evolution, the elites, and a small share who said we do not have rights. Set that beside the 45% who placed all men are created equal in the Declaration, the 24% who attributed the line to the Constitution, and the 17% who attributed it to the Bill of Rights, and the survey describes a country that has largely lost track of the document carrying the founding central claim and now remains divided about the claim itself. Tapscott puts that down to what schools stopped requiring. Recalling a public high school civics class in which students had to read the Declaration and talk about what it meant, he told the show that, "We've raised generation after generation after generation now of graduates from our public school system who don't have a clue what the Declaration of Independence said." He called that a huge problem for this country and added, "I hope we can find a way to close the gap quickly." Earlier in the segment, he argued that decades of teaching, shaped by critical race theory in colleges and public schools, account for how much negative commentary about the founding the public hears. Federal and academic testing measures some of the same ground. On the 2022 Civics Assessment reported by the National Assessment of Educational Progress, 22% of 8th graders performed at or above the NAEP proficient level. Among adults, the Annenberg Public Policy Center's 2025 Constitution Day survey found 70% able to name all three branches of government and 79% naming freedom of speech as a First Amendment right. Gallup found in a May 2026 survey that 77% think the signers of the Declaration would be disappointed with how the country turned out, even as about 7 in 10 said the nation has had a great deal or a fair amount of success in achieving the ideals it was founded on. Where those ideals originate was the thread Thomas kept pulling on through the segment. If government can give rights, it can take them away, he said, which is the practical reason the Declaration's claim about being endowed by a creator carries weight well past the ceremonial. On the survey's own numbers, Americans still admire the men who wrote that claim down. Fewer than half can say which document they wrote it in, and fewer still share their answer about where rights begin. And now, Kim's perspective. The Declaration makes a claim about where rights come from, and that claim is the hinge on which everything else in our system turns. If our rights are ours because we are human beings created by God, then government exists to secure them and has no authority to withdraw them. If a legislature or a majority is the source, then we are holding permissions that last only as long as the next legislature or the next majority allows. That is why it matters so much that fewer than half of Americans can say where the words "all men are created equal" appear, because a citizen who cannot locate the claim will have a hard time defending it when it is challenged. Read the Declaration with your children this summer and talk with them about what those sentences actually say. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.